بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شارف بلا والشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت شاكي محمد اقتصم رمر نور الله مرقده The title is اے ہماری کائنات دل کے خورشید و قمر اے ہماری کائنات دل کے خورشید و قمر دل میں ان کی یاد کی دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہو اے درد جگر دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہو اے درد جگر پھر تیرا کیا شام غم اور پھر تیرا کیا شام غم اور کیا تیری آہ سحر دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہو اے درد جگر دل تو کچھ روشن نہیں ہے تم سے اے شمس و قمر دل تو کچھ روشن نہیں ہے تم سے اے شمس و قمر کائنات دل کے ہے کچھ کائنات دل کے ہے کچھ دوسرے شمس و قمر کائنات دل کے ہے کچھ دوسرے شمس و قمر دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہو اے درد جگر تجھ سے روشن ہے جہان درد کے شمس و قمر تجھ سے روشن ہے جہان درد کے شمس و قمر اے امام درد دل اے امام درد دل اے رہبر درد جگر اے امام درد دل اے رہبر درد جگر پھر تیرا کیا شام غم اور کیا تیری آہ سحر اے خدا تجھ سے ہی روشن ہے ہمارے رات دن اے خدا تجھ سے ہی روشن ہے ہماری کائنات دل کے خورشید و قمر میں نے دیکھا میں نے یہ دیکھا نہیں ملتا سکون تیرے بغیر میں نے دیکھا ہے نہیں ملتا سکون تیرے بغیر گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے کل گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے کل کائنات بہروبر گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے کل کائنات بہروبر اے خدا کیا رابطہ ہے تجھ سے ان ارواح کو اے خدا کیا رابطہ ہے تجھ سے ان ارواح کو بن تیرے پاتی نہیں جو بے تیرے پاتی نہیں جو چین باسد مال و زر بے تیرے پاتی نہیں جو چین صدمہ با مال و زر آسمان دل پہ ان کے غم کے تارے ہوں اگر آسمان دل پہ ان کے غم کے تارے ہوں اگر پھر شب تاریک میں بھی پھر شب تاریک میں بھی طے ہو منزل بے خطر دور کوئی زندگی گر ہے جانے زندگی سے دور کوئی زندگی تلخ کر دیتی ہے اختر تلخ کر دیتی ہے اختر تلخی شام و سحر تلخ کر دیتی ہے اختر تلخی شام و سحر دل تو کچھ روشن نہیں ہے تجھ سے اے شمس و قمر دل تو کچھ روشن نہیں ہے تجھ سے اے شمس و قمر اے امام درد دل کائنات دل کہے کچھ دوسرے شمس و قمر کائنات دل کہے کچھ دوسرے شمس و قمر اے امام درد دل اے رہبر درد جگر اے ہماری کائنات دل کے خورشید و قمر پھر تیرا کیا شام غم اور کیا تیری آہ سحر دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہو اے درد جگر پھر تیرا کیا شام غم اور کیا تیری آہ سحر
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. These ashar, poems of our Shaykh Damat bin Rahmatullah Ali, as we always explained, are great, great lessons for us. And one very important matter which Allah, which Hazrat Damat Barakatum has explained in here, and by which we will receive the fruit which Hazrat has explained in here, is that we get our eyes to be opened up, and the eyes of the heart. And that is what we call the spiritual hospital. And the doctor here, the spiritual doctor, the cataract of the eyes we remove. If that is done, then a person takes benefit from everything around him. At the moment in the world, for example, there are over 50, 60 fires raging in Australia. And there are floods in China. The earthquake in Philippines. The hurricanes in America, throughout the world, the earthquakes, everything which is happening, a person will take lessons from this. And whatever good comes to a person, whatever good conditions there may be, also the conditions in Syria, the conditions in Egypt, and if there are any good conditions, that also a person will take lessons from there. But if the eyes of the heart are not open, then we will call this just natural phenomena. These things happen. We won't take any lesson. And any good that comes to us, to anyone, we will think I did it. And we won't ascribe it to Allah. So therefore it is so necessary that we have the eyes of the heart opened. And a person who takes his treatment properly, inshallah, the eyes of his heart will open, then he'll benefit from all conditions, everywhere, good or bad, personal, individual, the community, the country, worldwide. A person will benefit from whatever is happening around him all the time if the eyes of the heart are open. So Hazrat says here, ye hamare kainate dil ke khurshid aur qamar, ye hamare kainate dil, O you who is the world of our heart, you are everything to us, you are everything to us, you are the sun and the moon to us, you are everything to us. Dil mein unki yaad ki lazzat ho, e dard e jigar. In your heart, dil mein unki yaad ki lazzat, the enjoyment of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala must be there. E dard e jigar, oh, the love of the heart. In the heart is the place of love, and in there must be the love of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Very fortunate is that person who is blessed with the love of Allah. When he's making his namaz, he finds that enjoyment. When he's making his zikr, when he's making tilawat of Quran Sharif, when he's listening to the talks of Allah, and he finds that enjoyment in his heart. That is that person whose eyes of the heart have been opened, whose ears of the heart have been opened. He gets that enjoyment. Phir tera kya shami gham, or kya teri aah or sahar. And if that is achieved, then what to say of your nights which pass in the love of Allah, and that sigh you draw at the time of tahajjud, your du'as, your tears that flow at the time of tahajjud, your zikr that you make, your tilawat, what to say of what enjoyment that person gets. Dil to kuch roshan nahi hai tumse, eh shamso qamar. That my enjoyment is not by the things of this world. The literal translation, that the heart's light is not by you, O the sun and the moon of this world. You are not the light of my heart. That means all this enjoyments, the glitter and glamour of this world, the temptations and all the enjoyable love of this world, sports if it is, or whatever somebody likes, the nightclub, somebody like, all this filth and dirt of this world. By that is not the enjoyment of my heart. Kainate dil ke hai kuch dusre shamso qamar. The world of my heart, the enjoyment of my heart, that those are some other sun and moon. That is my getting up in my tahajjud, my crying to you, that is my enjoyment. Living my life of sunnat, a simple life, a life according to deen, that is my enjoyment. Not this filth and dirt of this world. Tujhse roshan hai jahan dard ke shams aur qamar. Tujhse roshan hai jahan hai dard. By you, by Allah, this whole world and the enjoyment of the world is by you. All the enjoyment of this dunya also is when you are included. When I've got you, then if I have this dunya, well and good. But my enjoyment is with you, not with the things of this world. E imam e dard e dil, e rahbar e dard e jigar. E imam e dard e dil, O the imam of the love of the heart. Imam, this can be referring to Allah Ta'ala, or Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who guided us to it, or our Shaykh, or to love of Allah Ta'ala. As Hazrat says in another poem, that jiska ishq imam hota hai, whose imam is love of Allah Ta'ala, uncha uska maqam hota hai. His position is very high. A person who has been blessed by the love of Allah. So whoever it can refer to, a imam e dard e dil, or the imam of the love of the heart, a rahbar e dard e jigar, or the guide of the love of the heart. A khuda tujhse hi roshan hai, hamare raat din. Oh Allah, only by you is enlightened. We find light, we find enjoyment in our day and our night. When Allah is in our lives, when Allah is in our namaz, that namaz is full of enjoyment. When namaz is, Allah is in our dhikr, Allah is in our du'as. But if it is even a du'a with ghaflat, unmindfulness, then also a person doesn't enjoy that du'a. Even if we have got long, long wazifas which we are reading, but Allah is not included in there, those wazifas also like a burden. When can I finish them? When will they get finished? But if Allah is included, then there is great, great enjoyment in them. Ye hamare kainati dil, ye khurshid o qamar, O you, O Allah, who is the world of our heart, who is the moon and the sun of our heart. Maine ye dekha, I have seen this, nahi milta sukoon tere baghair. What are called first world countries, industrialized, rich countries, they've got all material things, more than enough. But according to World Health Organization, the highest rate of suicides, the highest rate of depression is amongst those people. So having all these things, they don't have that enjoyment and fun. Which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, that Zamane Rahat aur cheez hai, Rahat aur cheez hai. The things of comfort are something else, comfort itself is something else. A broad example to understand it very easily, a person got 10-20,000 rand in his pocket, he goes and buy the best bed on the market. But sleep, with millions of rand, he can't buy sleep anywhere. The bed you can buy, that is samane rahat, the things of enjoyment. But rahat is sleep. And a person who's on the pavement, on the footpath, he falls asleep and he has a deep, sweet, comfortable sleep. When he wakes up, he's so fresh and he enjoys. And he saw beautiful dreams. And a person sleeping on that mattress, on that bed, new bed, now it is getting nightmares. Eh? Especially if he has bought it on higher purchase, HP, and he has to pay and he can't pay. And while he's sleeping, he won't even fall asleep. But they'll come and reclaim it, repossess it. So what enjoyment does he get? So the things of this dunya are not things of enjoyment. Enjoyment is when Allah, a person got a simple life, but a carefree life. The whole of Europe, where the economic system is completely crushed, because they don't have money. They are all living on borrowed money, interest money, everything. The house is on bond, the car is on HP, everything of theirs. Whatever you see, what they possess in there may be 2%, 5%. The rest, what are they doing? Which they use their technical term, they servicing their bond. In other words, just like you have a mafia to whom you have to pay protection fees. So the finance people, the Jews, they also have, it's a mafia of the economic, whole economic market. And you just have to pay your protection fees, you have to service that bond. You just say, what interest you are just paying to the Jews to live comfortably and to live it up. So you are, as long as you can pay your bond on all your things, but you possess hardly anything of those things. The American government, which had to face a shutdown for about 16 days or so, same thing, that all, they got no money. And still, what is the economy now? Not that they organizing, arranging for money, which is a wise thing, but just to increase their debt. Just to be able to get more debt, that also has become a problem for them. So this is their life. So there is no enjoyment in that life. A person who might be living a simple life, but he gets enjoyment in that life. Maine ye dekha, nahi milta sukoon tere baghair. I've seen this, Hazrat says, in my life. Without you being in the equation, without you being in my life, I don't get no enjoyment. Karche hasil ho mujhe kul kainat behro bar. Even if I have all the things of the world, the seas and the lands, everything, but if you are not in my life, there is no enjoyment. And these are hard facts. And wise is that person who can understand this, and he makes effort to bring Allah in his life. And not just a show. Unfortunately, there are so many people who just make a show of Allah being in their life. But in essence, in reality, even if your ibadat is not much, even if you don't look like a very pious person, but Allah is in your life, that is what a person, that person will find great enjoyment. Ye khuda kya rabta hai tujhse in arwah ko. O Allah, those souls, what connection have they got with you? Which souls? Be tere paati nahi jo chain basad maal o zar. Without you, O Allah, a person can find no happiness, no enjoyment, even if he's got lot of wealth and lot of money. So those people who are connected with you, O Allah, what enjoyment isn't in their lives. And great, great buzurgs who lived such a simple life, but what enjoyment they got. And Allah puts enjoyment. Allahu Akbar. That in the simple food, in the vegetable, the dars, they get that enjoyment. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, when he was in our country one time, he said, he took qasam and he said that the leftover, what is that? And all these things here, when a person lives that simple life, whether it is his food or what enjoyment, your own wife, those people who have Allah in their lives, they are not making gunas. What enjoyment, they're getting more enjoyment than what with the whores in this world already. And those people who haven't got Allah, whose eyes are not under control, whose thoughts are not under control, they can have the most beautiful wife, but no enjoyment. They don't enjoy with their wives at all. Now, very sadly, and to mention this, that some people have complained, married, we normally understood that youngsters, unmarried people, masturbate. But married people complain that they are in the disease. If you're married, you got a wife, why do you have to masturbate? Eh? But this because your eyes are not under control. Your thoughts are not under control. So you're not getting any enjoyment with your wife also. That person with his legal wife but is in Jahannam. And a person who's Allah is in his deen, the reality of deen, what his wife, even if she's not beautiful to anyone, but in your eyes Allah will make her beautiful. And you'll have enjoyment more than what you have with the whores also. In this world Allah will give you that enjoyment. You won't be able to stop expressing the pleasure you are deriving. Just bring Allah. And even if you made your whole life mistakes and you have gone wrong, Allah, there is no way that Allah is going to write you off. And you don't have to go and get married again. You don't have to start your life again, a new start again. Just you bring Allah in your life and Allah will change this present rotten situation into a wonderful rosy situation. It is just to bring Allah into our lives. Asmani dil pe unke gham ke tare ho agar. If on the skies of the heart, the sky of the heart, if the stars of the love of Allah are present in the sky of the heart, if the stars of the love of Allah Ta'ala are present in the sky of the heart, phir shab tariq mein bhi tay ho manzil be khatar, then in a dark night also a person traverses his journey without any danger. When the love of Allah in the whatever temptations in this world, and mashallah, how many of our friends write what Allah has blessed them with, what their namaz, they're getting enjoyment, their tilawat, and who these people who are working. One friend writes, who's working in a laboratory where the woman, there are women he works with, they are badly dressed, but he's got connection with Allah. These things, they don't interfere with him. And he's enjoying his namaz. And many of our friends, mashallah, it's very hard to live a life of deen. It will be so easy. The world will think, how do this, just like a one broad example, non-Muslims feel, that how can you people pray five times a day? For them it's an impossibility. They say, how can you fast, especially in December? How can you fast? They can't understand it. They can't fathom it. That how can you fast like this? We were traveling in Jamaat from France to England very many years ago. And we had very little currency. When they asked us at the immigration in England, how much money have you people got? You say you want to enter the country for 40 days. How are you going to survive? Legitimate question. The amount we told, they say you can't spend one night like that. And for them, they have to go to their hotels, they have to go to their nightclubs. They say even part of that night you can't spend with. So how are you going to spend 40? So they can't understand this. Just like that, sadly, how many Muslims, a person wants to live a life like this, they can't understand. You are too extreme. You are being fundamentalist. You must be moderate. You must choose the middle path. They can't understand this. But a person who is blessed with this, he knows what enjoyment he's getting in all this. Phir shab-e tariq mein bhi tay ho manzil be khatar. A dark night with all the dangers, temptations, everything, you will go on your journey without any fear. Ghar hai jaan zindagi se door koi zindagi. If the life is away from Allah, then you haven't got a life of deen. Talkh kar deti akhtar, talkhi shaam o sahar. It will make bitter, that bitter life of yours. your life will be better and it will make it even more better. What neem charha? Karela or neem charha? Karela is better. And neem is even a more better thing. So you have better on top of better. How better is not there? So a person who hasn't got deen, who hasn't got Allah, he has got deen, he hasn't got still Allah in his life. He just outwardly, he's, mashallah, he's got titles also, Maulana, Haji Sahab, Hafi Sahab, everything. He got topi, kurta, beard, but Allah is not in his life. Deen is just outwardly in his life. The reality of deen, that person won't get, but a person who makes this effort to bring the essence and reality of deen, and the path of that is one path from those who have it. The Ahlullah, go in that path and see how won't you get, how Allah will never deprive you. May Allah bless us with this day. Kuch suna hoge maulana?
Rahim wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم اجعلني في عيني صغيرا وفي أعين الناس كبيرا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صحبة مرشد سے نسبت واتا ہوگی مگر صحبت مرشد سے نسبت عطا ہوگی مگر اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو اللہ والوں کی صحبت سے اللہ سے تعلق جڑتے ہیں ایک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء بہتر صد سال اطاعت بیریا ایک بزرگوں نے بتایا تھوڑے سے وقت اللہ والوں کی صحبت میں بیٹھنا ایک سال کے بیریا عبادت سے زیادہ بہتر ہے بیریا عبادت سے زیادہ بہتر ہے تو حضرت مفتی اعظم پاکستان مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ حکیم الامت مجدد ملت حضرت مولانا شاہ شفیع علی صاحب تھانوی نبر المرکزہ کے پاس اس اشعار کے بارے میں پوچھا جو حضرت تھوڑے سے وقت کسی اللہ والوں کے پاس بیٹھنا 100 سال کے عبادت سے زیادہ بہتر بولا یہاں شاعر زیادہ تو نہیں بولا تو حضرت حکیم الامت مجدد ملت اشرف علی صاحب تھانوی نبر اللہ مرکزہ نے بتایا یہاں شاید تو 1 سال بتایا کم بتایا ایسا ہونا چاہیے ایک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء بہتر از لاکھ سال طاعت بیریا بہتر از لاکھ سال طاعت بیریا تھوڑے سے وقت تو اللہ والوں کے پاس بیٹھنا 100 سال نہیں ہے 1 لاکھ برس کے بعد وہ معلم الملائکہ تھا ہاں وہ بہت عبادت کیا لاکھ لاکھ برس عبادت کیا اس کے باوجود شیطان ہو گیا وجہ کیا ہے ان کے اندر 3 عین تھا ایک ہے عابد دوسرا ہے عالم تیسرا ہے عارف تو عابد کا عین بھی تھا عارف کا عالم کا عین بھی تھا عارف کا عین بھی تھا صرف چوتھے ایک عین کی نہیں تھا عین نہیں تھا وہ یہ ہے کہ عاشق وہ عاشق نہیں تھا اس لیے وہ اللہ میاں جب ان کو بتایا آدم علیہ السلام کو سجدہ کرنے کے لیے وہ اپنا دلیل سیٹ کیا میں ان سے بہتر ہوں دلیل سیٹ کیا تو اللہ میں ان کو بس فخرج منھا فإنک رجیم بتلایا تو بھاگ جا یہاں سے تو مردود ہوں تو دیکھیے لاکھ لاکھ بروز کی عبادت کچھ کام نہیں آیا کام آئے گا عاشق ہونے سے عاشق مولا ہونے سے کام ہونے کا تو عاشق مولا اللہ والوں کے ساتھ جڑنے سے دولت ملتی ہے اللہ والوں کی صحبت میں دولت ملتی ہے عاشق ہو جائے تو انشاءاللہ کا وہ کبھی مردود نہیں ہوگا حدیث میں آیا ہے ہم القوم لا یشکا بہم جالیسہم اللہ والے ایسے قوم ہے کہ ان کے پاس بیٹھنے والا کبھی مردود نہیں ہوگا شکی اور بدبخت نہیں ہوگا بے ایمان ہو کر نہیں مرے گا اللہ والا کی صحبت میں یہ تاثیر ہے اہل اللہ کی صحبت میں یہ تاثیر ہے اس کو مبارک اس کو غنیمت جاننا چاہیے اور یہ بھی کرنا چاہیے جو صحبت صالح ترا صالح کند حضرت حافظ جی حضور رحمۃ اللہ علیہ حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ کے ایک خلیفہ تھے وہ بتاتے تھے اللہ والوں کے صحبت سے اللہ والا ہو جاتے ہیں تو یہاں ایک شرط ہے وہ شرط یہ ہے کہ اللہ والا بننے کا ارادہ تو ہونا چاہیے اللہ والا بننے کا ارادہ بھی ہونا چاہیے اگر یہ بھی جاتا ہے جانا آنا لگتے ہیں لیکن اللہ والا بننے کا ارادہ نہیں ہے تو کام نہیں بنے گا اس کے بارے میں ایک واقعہ سنیے جو حضرت نبی علیہ السلام کے زمانہ میں ابو جہل ان کے والدہ خانہ کعبہ طواف کرتے تھے خانہ کعبہ طواف کرنے کے ٹائم میں ان کو وضع حمل کا ٹائم آ گیا
تو یوں گا کر زندگی کو لابے بوتو خانا سے وہ صدیق کو لابے بوتو خانا سے وہ صدیق کو خانہ کبا پیدا ہونے کے بعد نستیق مرتاد بے ایمان ہے لیکن ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کا والدین وہ تو مسلمان نہیں تھا لیکن وہاں سے آ کر صدیق اکبر بن گیا صدیق اکبر بن گیا تو اللہ کے صحبت میں بیٹھنا اللہ کو ملنے کے لیے اللہ کو پانے کے لیے یہ امید ہو یہ ارادہ ہو تو انشاءاللہ اللہ مل جائے گا ہاں اللہ تعالیٰ اسی کو ملتے ہیں جو اس کو چاہتے ہیں دونوں دانی سے اشارہ ہو چکے میں تمہارے تم ہمارے ہو چکے تو اللہ تعالیٰ جس کو ملیں گے اسی کو اللہ والوں کے پاس آنے جانے کی توفیق دیتے ہیں محبت دونوں عالم میں جا کر یہی پکار آئی جس کو یار نے چاہا اسی کو یاد یار آئی محبت دونوں عالم میں جا کر یہی پکار آئی جس کو یار نے چاہا اسی کو یاد یار آئی یہاں آنے جانے میں نفس کے ساتھ ایک مجاہدہ ہوتا ہے نفس نہیں چاہیں گے کیوں میں وہاں جاؤں اتنے دور سے اتنا بزی مین ہوں میں اس کے بعد کیوں جو ٹھیک ہے نہیں جاؤں گا لیکن نفس کے ساتھ مجاہدہ کر کے یہاں آنا جانا اگر رکھے ٹھیک رکھے تو انشاءاللہ ایک دن ضرور اللہ والا بن جائے گا ضرور اللہ والا بن جائے گا ہم ایک آشا سنے بہت جاندار اور شاندار مزیدار اللہ والوں کے ساتھ جانے آنے سے وہ اللہ والا بن جائے گا اور اللہ والا جب ہو جائے گا ان کے دنیا کی زندگی بھی چائنا سکون والا ہوگا آخرت کی زندگی بھی چائنا سکون والا ہو جائے گا حضرت نے بتایا دیکھو ایک ماں ان کے پاس ایک چھوٹی ایک بچہ رہتے ہیں ماں ان کے سارے ضرورت کا انتظام کر دیتے ہیں تو ماں کی جتنی طاقت ہے وہ کر دیتے ہیں لیکن جو اللہ والا ہوتے ہیں اللہ کے ساتھ لگے رہتے ہیں اللہ والا کس کو کہتے ہیں جو اللہ کے ساتھ لگے رہتے ہیں کبھی اللہ کے حکم کے باہر نہیں جاتے بالکل اللہ کے ساتھ چپ کے رہتے ہیں وہ اللہ والا تو اللہ والا جب ہو جاتے ہیں تو ان کے اللہ تعالیٰ چونکہ دونوں جہان کے مالک ہے دونوں جہان کے کامیابی دونوں جہان کے سکون دونوں جہان کے چین ان کو عطا فرماتے ہیں زندگی پھر کیف پائی گھر سے دل پھر غم رہا زندگی پھر کیف پائی گھر سے دل پھر غم رہا ان کے غم کے فیض سے میں غم بھی بے غم رہا ان کے غم کے فیض سے میں غم بھی بے غم رہا آئے کے در کنج مسجد مست شاد وادیگر در باغ تر سونا مراد ایک آدمی مسجد کے چٹائی پر چائنا سکون کے زندگی چائنا سکون کے سانس لے رہا ہے اور ایک آدمی دستلا بلڈنگ میں پریشان حال ہے تو اللہ والا ہو سے ان کے دل کو اللہ غم پروف کر دیتے ہیں پریشان پروف کر دیتے ہیں حضرت نے بتایا سوئٹزرلینڈ کے آدمی ایک قسم کے گھوڑی ایجاد کیا ہے وہ گھوڑی واٹر پروف گھوڑی اس کے ہاتھ میں رکھ کر اعلان کر بتا رہے ہیں یہ سوئٹزرلینڈ لوگوں کے بنایا ہوا ان کے ایجاد کیا ہوا گھڑی ہے یہ پانی کے اندر رکھنے کے باوجود پانی اس کے اندر نہیں گھسے گا تو حضرت نے بتایا اللہ والا ہو جائے تو ان کے دل غم پروف ہو جائے گا ٹینشن پروف ہو جائے گا پریشانی پروف ہو جائے گا اللہ ہم سب کو اللہ والا ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اس زمانہ میں بھی وہ اللہ والا ہو سکتے ہیں اور چین اور سکون اس زمانہ میں بھی مل سکتا ہے ہمارے شیخ حضرت اللہ کراچی اور محی السنہ حضرت مولانا شاہ ابرار حق صاحب دونوں بزرگ جدہ سے مدینہ منورہ جا رہے تھے راستہ میں دادا حضرت نے بتایا ڈرائیور صاحب اے سی چالو کر دو تو ڈرائیور صاحب نے بتایا حضرت اے سی چالو ہے دادا حضرت نے بتایا اے سی چالو ہے ٹھنڈا کیوں نہیں ہو رہا ہے تو ڈرائیور نے بتایا حضرت اے سی چالو ہے کہیں کوئی شیشہ کھلا ہوا ہوگا تو ہمارے حضرت نے دیکھا ان کے پاس جو شیشہ ہے وہ کھلا ہوا ہے اس کو بند کر دیا تھوڑی دیر کے بعد پورا کمرہ گاڑی کے اندر بالکل ٹھنڈا ہو گیا تو دادا نے بتایا دیکھیے تھوڑی سی جگہ اے سی چالو تھی لیکن تھوڑی سی جگہ کھلا رہنے کی وجہ سے اے سی کی چائن اور سکون نہیں مل رہا تھا آپ بند کر دیا اس چائن سکون آ گیا تو دیکھیے دنیا کی اے سی چالو کرنے کے بعد اس سے چائن اور سکون ملنے کے لیے شرط چشمہ بند لب بند گرب بند تانبینی نور حق برما بخان تانبینی نور حق برما بخان آنکھ کو بند کرو منہ کو بند کرو کان کو بند کرو ضرور تم اللہ میاں کے نور دیکھتے ہو گئے اللہ میاں سے تمہارا تعلق بڑھ جائے گا اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائے, اللہ تعالی اللہ والا ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. آپ لوگوں سے دعا کی درخواست ہے کل میرے روانگی ہے, اللہ صحیح سلامت وہاں پہنچائے اور دن میں لگے رہے, اللہ والا ہو کے رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. حضرت سے بھی دعا کی درخواست ہے. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ.
MashaAllah, Maulana's talks were generally how to find Allah too, and that is coming in the company of Allah Wala. Or as our Hazrat used to say, if we feel they aren't Allah Wala, then those who stayed with Allah Wala, stay with those people at least. And if your niyat is the irada, that is important. Like for example, Maulana gave another example, but here in the Darul Uloom, maybe about how many, 30 years Darul Uloom is running. Our gardener, I think, is from the beginning, but his niyat is not to become Hafiz, not even to become a Muslim. 30 years is in a da. In between, how many became Alim and Hafiz and went away? But he is staying here day and night, but his niyat is not there. So even if we are in a medical college, we are gardener there, we are tea people there, but if our niyat is not there, so our niyat must be to that also, sour milk and mass also, all this is lassi. And lassi is actually sour milk mixed with ice, and then in our time you spin it in a blender and it makes a very nice drink for summer. It is very cooling, and the health aspect, which is, and it is sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have this. Now the great benefits. Lassi mein aise jarasim hai jinke tabi khasiyat ye hai ke pet mein jaati hai amraz paida karne wale jarasim se jang karke unhe maghloob kar lete hai. In this lassi, the sour milk, in yogurt, all these things, there are such enzymes, whatever you can call it, that as soon as they go in the stomach, they fight all the germs that will cause diseases, and they overpower all those germs. They kill them off. Isliye amraz ka muqabla karne ke liye behtareen cheez hai. Therefore, to fight diseases, it is a very, very good thing. And this is common in the Arabs. We know they open their roza with their yogurt, where they, all the time they have that, which is a very healthy thing. Ayurvedic mein is maraz sangar hani ka qatil bayan kiya gaya. In Ayurvedic treatment of diseases, it has been regarded as a very great controller and killer of diarrhea. Yani jis tarah aag خس و خاشاک کے انبار کو خاکستر کر دیتی ہے, just like fire, a heap, big huge heap of dry grass, how it burns it down and nothing is left, like that this lassi, اسی طرح لسی مرض سنگر ہنی کو بے غمین سے اکھار دیتی ہے. This disease of diarrhea, besides that all other diseases, but particularly diarrhea, it kills off the germs of it completely. Sangar hani ka maras qeemti adwiya ke istemal se bhi lassi ke baghair acha nahi hota. Even if a person uses expensive medication, it doesn't treat that diarrhea as what this lassi does, sour milk. Sirf lassi hi bahut se amraz ka tariya aur aksar dawaon se afzal hai. But lassi is so cheap and so simple. It is the miracle of to destroy all diseases, and it is better than most medicines also. Sangar hani ke marizo ko hamesha bakri ke doodh ke lassi peene chahiye. And the people who are suffering from diarrhea, very good for them is with sour milk, which is made from goat milk. That will the agents of lactic acid are there, and this is very good to control gas or which builds up in the stomach. Isme gosht paida karne wale protein ke nihayat latif zarrat hote hain, and there are those proteins which make the meat in the body, in other words your muscle, your flesh, it makes it. Isliye ye digar ashya ki tarah hazm hone mein thaqeel nahi hoti, and this, like many other things, it is not heavy in digesting, it to digest it. It is very, very easy to digest. Ye protein, in fact, we know, and if we stick to our diet, like we have biryani is very heavy. There is masoor dal in there, then there is meat in there, whether it's chicken or mutton or whatever, then there is ghee in there, it's very heavy. And the common practice, how do we have it? With dahi. So with that, it balances it. And all that heaviness, it takes it away. So this is our diet, our Indian diet is very, very based on health per points. If we stick to that, we will stay very healthy. All the spices also are all very healthy spices. If we just stick to it properly and in moderation, it is a very, very healthy diet. इसलिए ये दिगर अशिया की तरह हजम होने में तकलीफ नहीं होती ये प्रोटीन बहुत जल्द हजम हो जाता है और दूसरे अशिया को भी हजम करता है इट डाइजेस्ट इटसेल्फ आल्सो वेरी इजीली एंड डाइजेस्ट अदर थिंग्स आल्सो वेरी इजीली जिनको मादा लस्सी की इमदाद के बगैर हजम करने से आजिज होते हैं एंड द स्टमक विदाउट दिस लस्सी दिस इन दिस लस्सी सावो मिल्क और ये सब गोश्त और हड्डी की परवरिश करने वाले हैं And it encourages the growth of the meat in the body and the bones in the body as well. बेकायदा तौर पर बार-बार कई चीजें खा जाने से वो अच्छी तरह हजम नहीं होते. And our method that we eat so many things, the proper way, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the people just ate one tarkari, in other words, ghee also, oil which is in the food which we cook. And together with that, whatever is being cooked, whether it's vegetable, whether it's dar, whether it's meat, etc., he said these are two tarkaris. And he refused to eat it. In other words, they only ate one thing, just boil the meat or boil the veggies, that was all. Nothing else, just little. And the spice was just salt or something. But today we in one, Allahu Akbar biryani, Allah only knows how many things are in there. In any of our food, one piece of cake or what, not a simple cake, but how many things are in there? So all this, and then again, 8-course meal, 7-course meal, 10-course meal, and our stomachs are weak. To digest all this is extremely hard for the stomach. वो अच्छी तरह हजम नहीं होते और इनका गैर मुनहजम हिस्सा अंतरियों में सरने लगता है. And the things that don't digest start getting rotten in the intestines. लेकिन लस्सी पीने से अंतरियों में खून का दौरा बड़ी तेजी से होने लगता है बट बाई ड्रिंकिंग दिस लस्सी सावर मिल्क इट मेक्स द ब्लड रन विथ फोर्स इन ऑल द वे इन द इंतजादा पैदा होती है एंड बाई ड्रिंकिंग दिस लस्सी सावर मिल्क द लिक्विड्स विच एनकरेज डाइजेशन दे इंक्रीज इन ए पर्सन इसलिए कुव्वत हाजमा बढ़ जाती है सो स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ डाइजेस्टिंग द फूड बिकम मच मोर और उसके इस्तेमाल से बदन कवी और मजबूत हो जाता है एंड द बॉडी बिकम स्ट्रांग एंड टू डाइजेस्ट द फूड अमंग्स अदर थिंग विच वी हैव डिस्कस अदर टाइम्स इन डिटेल विच इज रिटन इन द किताब किताब ताम ऑल्सो ऑफ योर सिस्टम एंड इट डजंट डाइजेस्ट द फूड जस्ट गोज इन द स्टमक एंड जस्ट लेज देयर इट इज नॉट डाइजेस्टेड और मजबूत लस्सी से आला के बौल और बराज के अफआल को ताकत मिलती है बाई दिस लस्सी द यूरिन यूल यूरिन प्रॉपरली एंड योर डाइजेशन विल बी गुड योर स्टूल विल कम आउट गुड एंड ए पर्सन हु यूरिनेट्स प्रॉपरली एंड हिज स्टूल कम्स आउट हिज प्रॉपरली देन दैट पर्सन इज अ हेल्थी पर्सन ए गुड डॉक्टर ए गुड हकीम हिज फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन वेदर यू हैविंग रेगुलर बाउल मूवमेंट्स If you're not having proper bowel movements, you're a sick person. If you're having your proper bowel movements, and lassi is very helpful in this. غذا بر وقت ہضم ہوتی ہے اور فضلات باقاعدہ خارج ہوتے ہیں. By it, the person's food gets digested and his bowel movements are also comes regulated and are good. France کے one university institute کے doctor نے تجربات سے ثابت کیا کہ لسی کے استعمال سے بڑھاپا جلد نہیں آتا اے فرینچ ڈاکٹر ون پرٹیکولر ون یونیورسٹی یہ پروون سائنٹیفکلی دیٹ بائی اے پرسن ہو ہیز فاؤنی دا لسی از دا بیسٹ ون آف دا بیسٹ تھنگس تازہ اور میٹھی لسی پینے سے انتریوں میں زہر پیدا کرنے والے جراثیم فوراً ہلاک ہو جاتے ہیونگ فریش لسی اینڈ سویٹ لسی دیٹ از ہاؤ اٹس یوزلی میڈ شوگر از آلسو ایڈڈ ٹو اٹ And then it is spun in a blender. By that, the germs which are in the body, they get killed. Or quwwat-e hazma mein izafa hota hai. And a person's digestive system becomes strong. and he can digest his food, which means in turn when a person's digestive system is in order, it means it takes out all the vitamins and all the things which are in the food, the stomach, and it let it reach the various parts of the body, what is good for the brain, what is good for the eyes, etc. And also the waste, it removes it. It goes out of the body. And if your digestive system is weak, it doesn't take out all the benefit which is in the food. And it doesn't take out the dirt and poison from the stomach. Then all different types of sickness really is all these things. And the remedy of it is not a lot of medicine, etc., but just that our diet comes in order and our lifestyle. And that person without medicine, you will live a healthy life. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, one great dua, all the prescriptions which Hazrat has mentioned, one is a very great dua also. All of them are so important and so valuable. Yeah, this one, Khazana number 5, Treasure number 5, Shirk Khafi se Najat Dilane Wali Dua. The dua by which we will get saved from the hidden and private shirk, that is Riya, to do things for name and fame. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se riwayat hai ki Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, Nabi Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu narrated that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ash-shirku akhfa fi ummati min dabib an-namal ala as-safa. That shirk meri ummat mein, this riyakari, that type of shirk in my ummat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if there is a black stone, kaale patthar, par chunti ke raftar se zyada poshida hai, a black ant is moving in a black night, and you can't see it, but more faster than, more deeper than that, the riyakari, to do things for name and fame, come in a person. And how much, in an ordinary discussion, even with your wife, you say, today I met a man, and then I gained 10 rand. Now why are you saying it? You want to show. You're showing her. And the 10 rand you gave is gone down the drain. You gave it to the man, but it went down. You show, I always read my duas. So how subtly this comes in a person. In almost everything, a person, and this what Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, until you don't stay in the company of the Buzurg, sincerity won't come with you. And you'll do amal, but shaitan will be robbing you all the time. And in various ways, today you get up in the morning, today my head is sore, because today my eyes open and I thought I'll make tahajjud. Now you want to show that you made today tahajjud namaz. So now you didn't have your sleep properly, my head is sore. In what subtle ways shaitan robs you from this. So Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali ek dusre hadith ki sharah karte hue shirk ke bare mein farmate hain. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari, what a beautiful explanation, and what a great man he was. He gave this explanation in the explanation of another hadith. وَهُوَ فِي غَايَةٍ مِنَ الْخِفَى. This shirk asghar, this riyakari, غَايَةٍ مِنَ الْخِفَى. Khifa, a hidden thing. It is very, very hidden. A person himself to know also, he doesn't know. How it comes in a person and how he wants to make it known that I'm doing this amal, I'm doing this, and how he sells his amal just for little praise, and he loses the value by Allah Ta'ala. It is very, very hidden. لِأَنَّهُ أَدَقَّ مِنْ دَبِيبِ النَّمَلِ. It is more hidden than the sound of an ant walking. What sound does an ant make? More hidden than that is this riyakari, to show one's amal in a person. Min dabibi namlati sawda ala sakhrati sama, on a black stone, that and that is walking on a dark night, nobody fi laylati zalma. Falamma yuslimu minhu falamma wa qallama yuslimu minhu alaqwiya. Strong people indeed. Last night I couldn't make my mutala properly. Or you say that, till very late I made mutala. Somehow you are trying to impress upon them, I don't teach without mutala, etc. If you are sincere, well and good. But if you want to show them that I do this, I do that, and how much this comes into our talks. In ordinary talks with your friends, with anyone, we show our amal. We are selling our amal. So this is such a dangerous disease. اندھیری رات میں کالے پتھر پر کالی چونٹی چلتی ہوئی نظر نہیں آئے گی اس سے زیادہ خفیہ طریقہ سے شرک قلب میں داخل ہو جاتا ہے اور اس سے بہت کم ہی بچ پاتے ہیں اقویاء یعنی خواص امت بھی the very special who are regarded as the very pious people they also غیبت and the شرک خفی very few people can get saved from it غیبت also you sell your عمال when you swear, when you are backbiting, and this happens in the family. We talk about other family people. We went to a wedding, we went to any occasion. Now we start talking about it. How lot ghibat we are making. And how lot we are saying, I didn't get involved in all that discussion. In other words, I'm showing my piety. I stayed away from it. How and how a person gets involved in khawas ummat bhi, pas zaiful iman logo ka kya hua hal hoga? Then those who are not even aware of this, what will be their condition? Yeh sunkar Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ghabra gaye. Aur arz kiya, Hazrat Abu Bakr said, then what will happen to us? He got a shock. فَكَيْفَ النَّجَاتْ وَالْمَخْرَجْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ What is the way out of Allah's Rasul? Usse najat aur nikalne ke raasta kya hai? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmaya, qurban jaye. What a disease, but a person can get saved from it also. Otherwise, without this, where will we get saved? میں تجھے ایسی دعا نہ بتلا دوں کہ جب تُو اس سے پڑھ لے تو برأت من قلیلہ و کثیرہ و صغیرہ و کبیرہ you'll be saved of its little, its lot, its big, its small تو قلیل شرک سے اور کثیر شرک سے اور چھوٹے شرک سے اور بڑے شرک سے نجات پا جائے you'll be saved حضرت صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی نے عرض کیا ضرور بتائے that what keenness oh Allah please show me Allah's Rasul what is that dua یہ Allah کی رسول حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کہ یہ دعا مانگا کرو read this dua اللہم انی اعوذ بکا ان اشرک بکا وانا اعلم واستغفرک لما لا اعلم let us all read it اللہم انی اعوذ بکا ان اشرک بکا وانا اعلم واستغفرک لما لا اعلم So this dua, we should learn it. It is written in the 7 prescriptions. It's on the website also. It's on the blog also. And in Hazrat's Kitab also. Very, very important and detailed. Otherwise, also it happens, a person is not making riyah, but is frightened. I'm making riyah. What is the reality of riyah to understand? To do things for name and fame? The reality of it also a person has to understand. اے اللہ میں تیری پناہ چاہتا ہوں اس سے کہ تیرے ساتھ شریک کروں اور اس کو میں جانتا ہوں اور تجھ سے معافی چاہتا ہوں اس کے کہ میں نہ جانتا ہوں what I know I'm doing it for show sometimes it's your nafs overpowers you and you want praises so you say this etc you say that for example they are introducing you And they're saying this and this. I say, I wish he said this also about me. I wish he said this also about me. That they don't know, this also they must say about me. So all that. And sometimes you don't know. You know also sometimes you don't know. فائدہ اس دعا کو معمول بنانے والوں کے لیے شرک سے نجات کی ضمانت ہے. A person who makes this in this معمولات reads it regularly. Then it's a guarantee he will be safe from this shirk. اور اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال ہونے کی بشارت ہے and he will be blessed with the great treasure of sincerity so this is very very important and also we don't think we read it every day many of us we think we read it regularly because we read it sometimes or we just acknowledge that we read it so we think I read it every time but in actual fact we are not reading it make it a point make sure that we read our finish our ma'amulats every day and read this duas Allah give us tawfiq inshallah in this kitab Ruh ki Bimariya the illnesses the sicknesses of the heart of the soul and their remedy chand akhiri kalimat a few words at the end of this and this was all if we remember مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ ملفوظات. One malfuz was enough that a person gives up guna. And how many malfuzat Hazrat has presented by which a person can give up guna in his lives, in his life. Now at the end of this booklet, Hazrat mentions a few words at the end. آخر میں رسالہ جزاء العمال مصنفہ حضرت اقدس حکیم الامت مولانا شاہ اشرف علی رحمت اللہ علی سے ایک بڑی ہی کام کا ملفوظ نقل کرتا ہوں. That I quote now one very very valuable ملفوظ advice prescription of مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علی from his کتاب جزاء العمال. And that حضرت has mentioned it at the end, this is like the sum total of the کتاب. So let us pay attention and try and implement it in our lives. Hazrat says, غیر محرم عورت یا مرد سے کسی قسم کا علاقہ رکھنا, to keep any type of contact with a نامحرم عورت, خواہ اس کو دیکھنا to see them, یا اس سے دل خوش کرنے کے لیے ہم کلام ہونا to speak to them. Nafs is such a thing that, for example, even just on the phone, just to hear a lady speaking, it satisfies the nafs. This nafs is such a thing. One time we went to Madagascar, and the Amir of Madagascar, he's still there, Yaqub Bey, very good, pious person. He said, you people of South Africa, because there is lot mujahid, especially in those days now, it has become much easy. He says, still you don't have regularly your biscuits for your tea, etc., in your breakfast, your 4 o'clock tea, all the time. And in that biscuit, the butter which is in there. He said, we can see your faces also go down. You need it. Like that, one person, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, asked him, you are not addicted, habituated to tea. So he said, no, not at all. Only, but when I don't get tea, my head pains. So he said, that means you are addicted to it, if your head pains. So like these things. So like that, understanding that, till we are not somewhere around women, hear their voices, even you don't look properly, but just a glimpse of it, then also our tabiat doesn't accept. We are so addicted to this year that we have to see. And we felt this, we realized this when we were in Dioban. I stayed for 3 years, other Satis must 7, 8, 10 years, and no family. So you don't see your sister, you don't see your mother, you don't see your auntie, and then you feel that in yourself. Now this is all right, your legal, your mother, your sister, there is no harm, and you don't have any bad idea. But our nature is that you want. We don't realize that just to be in the environment of woman, that also, till we don't, without realizing it, has an effect on the nafs. And this, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, when a person tries to do this, to stay away completely, then you can understand what mujahada these people do to stay away from women. We got no idea. We're still talking freely with women, especially at the workplace, on the streets we are looking at them, and in fact lustful gazes also. Where can we get an idea what this mujahada is? And till the person doesn't do this in its extreme, you won't get that extreme love of Allah. To which level you will do the sacrifice, to that level Allah will come in your lives. Just by making some zikr with these other women, not listening to their voices, etc. Usse dil khush karne ke liye hum kalam hona, ya tanhai mein uske paas baithna, or to sit alone with them, ya uske پسند طبعہ کے مطابق اس کے خوش کرنے کو اپنے وضع یا کلام کو آراستہ و نرم کرنا. اور just to make them happy, حضرت says, you are going to the bank, you see there's a teller there, and you're pious, you're not looking, but you're putting your topi right, or you're just making your beard right. There is also, you want to impress her, that she must see you're a neat person, you come up to date, etc. So in how shaitan comes to a person can't understand. Or to talk to a person. Many of us, we feel it's nothing. You are doing a work, it's just courtesy. You just made a joke with the lady. Whether it's over the phone, whether it's on the counter, you don't mean anything. But just courtesy, till you don't cut all this out. Now that is when you will get Allah Ta'ala. Allah's ghairat, like a husband, and easy to understand this. Rai Firoz Mehman explained one point so well about TV which is haram, etc. He said, like one person told him, we were family and we were watching a wrestling bout, wrestling. There was a wrestling going on. And the whole family we were watching. And that person felt nothing wrong, but just see the tawazu also of the Buzurg by Firoz Mehmet told that Allah put it in my heart at that time. And Allah put it in his heart to accept at that time. He said that, for example, if you watch a news, read a lady, or any other ladies, whatever sports they are playing, anything you put, doesn't it come your desire for that woman, doesn't it come in your heart? So he said, yes, it does come. So he says, if your wife is watching those men, those wrestlers, bodybuilders, strong they are, won't in her heart also come a desire? Immediately he said, yeah, now I understand that how bad this is. That now I am the cause of opening the doors of fitna for her. Even if she doesn't want to, but it's human nature. You're going to get attracted to that person. So now you are chopping your legs off with your own chopper. You are harming yourself. So this year, all this, so to talk with them, etc., just khushtaba, just nice, akhlaq, character, just a joke. We don't mean anything, just making a joke. Till you don't give up all that, whether it is in your dressing, whether it is in your talking, whether it is just lowering your voice and talking sweetly little bit, whatever it is, all this thing, till a person doesn't do that. So where are we? And we thinking we are big Sufis and we have reached somewhere. This is where we have to reach. Message aras karton, and now you just give a nice comment or something. The harms and evil that come from this, the evils, or jo masaid peshate, and the difficulties people have to face, ihata tahrir se kharij hai, it is beyond which you can write down. How many today we have to find out, unfortunately, a person finds out his wife doesn't want to stay, she's making contact, she wants to get married to somebody else, etc. What is your life like that? How many, a wife gets caught having a relation with somebody else. All this is all this evil that comes. So therefore, a person has to be very, very careful. I have to say, inshallah ta'ala, kisi risale mein zimnan, usko kisi qadar zyada likhne ka irada hai. Maulana said, separately I intend to write in detail about this, how because this harm is terrible. And one family where their daughter-in-law was caught out, she's having an affair with somebody. So he asked me what advice. So amongst other things I told him, driving, phone. So he said, those were the two main causes. The driving and the phone, that caused all the trouble here. So all these things, and we feel we can't stay without this. And Hazrat Jazahumullah Khair, how Hazrat explained it, I think I'm safe. I'm a Maulana, I'm a Sufi, I wear a khanka topi, I got beard, where I will get involved in this? Hazrat says when the electricity department doing even just maintenance work, or there is some work they have to do, and they send the people in that area where they're putting off the power, that from certain day, from 8 to 5, there won't be power. But they say that don't take it for guarantee, granted that the power in between we might treat it as life wire. Though there won't be power, but treat it as life wire, as life. Because any time we can put the power on. Our work got finished at 1 o'clock, we'll put on the light. In between we want to test, we'll put on the power. So treat it as life, though there won't be power. So just like that, you think you are dead, you haven't got desire, you don't know when the power can come. And when shaitan will put that, and there is one is lust for all evil and dirt. And one is that fireball of lust, and that comes in the heart. And it comes for various, for some people to test, Allah puts it in your heart. And you cannot get saved till you ask Allah to save you. Otherwise nobody can save you. Whether it's woman, whether it's alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, whatever. When that strong burning desire of it comes, there is nobody else who can save you but Allah. Ask Allah. Sometimes it is another guna of ours, our pride. Now Allah is punishing us, and He brings it out in the form that, for example, you're getting involved with a woman. Now you get surprised. I wasn't like this. Where? I'm getting involved in this. But some other guna. So Allah wants to. Pride is coming into you. And also to understand, then you don't have to get involved in the guna. But who Allah loves, He cleanses them. So He puts them in this, then you make tawbah, istighfar. But why go via? Go direct. Take the straight, take the shortcut. Why are you going on the long road and going through all the hardships and difficulties of getting involved in this guna, that guna? So your certain gunas have an effect on, and other, it shows out in the form of other, and your mind doesn't go, that guna is the cause of this guna. So therefore, a person, it's very, very important that he keeps himself pure of all these things. Faida, nigaah-e-bad aur gunah se bachne ke liye ahlullah ki sohbat, unse duaein karana, unke mashware se zikrullah ke ehtimam nihayat aksir aur mujarrab hai. And this also many of us we don't do, to stay save oneself from bad nazri, looking at other women, and to save oneself from any and all other gunah, the company of Ahlullah is extremely important. Regularly to be there in the company, to ask them for du'as. We don't ask for du'as. To particularly that Allah, Alhamdulillah, this we learn in the Khanka in Karachi. Most of the satis who are there, all the time make du'a, Allah save us from guna. Allah make us Allah wala. Allah make us. We don't even ask for that du'a, that we must be saved from guna. We only ask for dua, somebody is sick, I got this problem, I got that problem. But to save ourselves from guna, we don't even ask of that dua, because we don't even realize we are in guna. And as we are sitting here, how many of us are in guna? While we are making tawbah istighfar, we are in guna. We got pride in us. I'm thinking I'm better than my wife, she's sleeping. The wife is up, she thinks I'm better than the husband. While you are making your dua, you are in guna. This is our condition, but we don't ask for, we don't make tawbah, we don't ask for help. Zikrullah ka ihtimam. This is another thing which is extremely important. Like a person who takes his normal food properly, his breakfast, whatever, the normal things, he's got strength in his body, he's nice, fresh, he slept nicely, he's got his proper sleep, he's nice and fresh. But a person who didn't get a good sleep, or for days you're not getting a good sleep, or your food you are not eating properly. Now naturally it's going to, just like that, our tilawat of Quran, our five times namaz, our tilawat, our zikr, all these things, our ma'amulat, if we keep them, then we will be alright spiritually. But we are not doing these things, then it's the deficiency, the weakness going to come. Now you're going to be tempted by woman, you're going to be tempted to go into websites, you're going to be tempted for ghiba, backbiting, you'll want to sit with friends, you'll get involved in guna. Today how many people who feel, well, I don't mix with people. But on the internet you're mixing with the world. And with who and what type of people you are mixing. And what pop-ups come, and where you can easily get involved in, where and where. So though you seem to be very pious, but where and where you can get involved in. So all these things are extremely important. So zikrullah, all our ma'amulat, ka ihtimam nihaya taksir or mujarrab hai. It is extremely beneficial, and it has been proven from experience. Albatta jo log zikr mein lutf na aane se zikr chhod dete hai, those people who don't enjoy the zikr and give up the zikr. Generally, those of us who are not regular with zikr, because we are not enjoying zikr, and we are slaves of enjoyment. When we just became bayat, 5 days, 2 days, we made zikr, we were enjoying it. But then Allah tests and He takes the enjoyment away. To see whether you are making the zikr for the enjoyment, or whether you are making for Allah's sake. And most of us, Maulana Salim Dara, Jazawumullah Khair, what an answer he gave. One person wrote to him, I don't find time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. He replied and said, it's not that you don't get time, the importance of tilawat of Quran is not in your heart. If it was, you should definitely make time. No matter how busy your schedule is, you have to go and see the doctor, you're going to take out the time. I have to go, I've got an appointment, I have to go. Because it's important to you, your health is important. Or anyone else, you had an appointment with somebody. Your schedule is busy. But for namaz, for tilawat, you haven't got time. Zikr, because the importance is not in your heart. If the importance is in your heart, you will definitely take out the time and you will do it properly. So, because we don't get enjoyment, we start giving up our zikr and then we don't get the benefit. And how many of us are regular with our zikr? We are not regular. Unke liye Hazrat Wale Thani Rahmatullah Ali ka ek malfooz pesh karta hoon. The last now in this, Hazrat presents one milfuz. فرمایا کہ ذکر بے لذت پر مداومت کرنے سے معیت حق کا انکشاف اور قلب کی صحت حاصل ہو جاتی ہے. A person when he does not enjoy making zikr, but he's regular making his zikr, not getting any enjoyment, but he's carrying on, what do you get on that? The companionship of Allah opens up on you. You feel that closeness with Allah Ta'ala. Or qalb ki sihat, and your heart becomes a healthy heart. It becomes a good heart. As Hazrat explained also, whereas many people ask also, how to gain the love of Allah. One easy way, Hazrat says, like, you want the love of somebody in this world. So, for example, you phone him, you speak to him, every day you're phoning him. You're phoning him 3-4 times, whatever. You go and meet him. Every regularly at night you go, you sit with him, you talk. Now when this relationship has been built, now one day you didn't go for whatever reason. So immediately that person will phone. You didn't come today, what happened? Today you didn't phone. Like that, make Allah zikr. It is like sitting by Allah Ta'ala. Be regular with your tilawat all the time. It is like you when tilawat, you are talking to Allah Ta'ala. So you are regularly, the day you didn't, so to say, Allah will remind you, where are you today? You didn't come today, so your ta'alluq was. And there are so many ways to gain the love of Allah. Think of Allah's qudrat, how He has created the heavens, the earth, the human, the ant, the elephant, what and what, the aeroplane, how it flies, the submarine, in water it is moving, people are eating, drinking, then it grows up, and then when it's born, how weak, what a thing it goes through at childbirth. How the child comes in, really it is impossible that if we think of it logically, a person can't be living. Coming from that womb of the mother into this world, that the mother goes through so many, a grown-up woman. What happened? A small baby. Who is this who brings so many babies alive and healthy, good? Nobody else. But the child who came, who is weak, nothing he knows. He can't do a thing. Who makes him grow up slowly and he becomes a strong man? So this is Allah Ta'ala. How many aspects to think, and you get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Of Allah Ta'ala. Jiske saamne saari lazzate gard hai. And when you get your ta'alluq with Allah, and your heart has been cleansed and a healthy heart, all other things are not even dust in front of this. Where this treasure which is so great. Pas zikr ko maqsood banaye, make your zikr. Kaifiyat jo ghair maqsood hai, uska intizar na kare. Don't worry of enjoyment. You have to reach from one point to another. On your way, the road is very nice. The new road they have made. It's marked also. There are lights also. Flowers on the side also. Water flowing. Enjoyment. You are enjoying going on that road. MashaAllah. And if there isn't, they are working on that road. They put you now on the side road, which got potholes in it, but if your object is to reach your destination, you won't say, I won't drive now on this bad road. You want to reach your destination, you will make sure. So make your zikr, reaching Allah, make that your object. Don't make the enjoyment of zikr your object. That when you don't get the enjoyment, I won't make zikr, I'm not getting any. Then what happens? You don't say, I won't make, or I'm not getting enjoyment, I'm feeling too sleepy now, I'll sleep away now, I'll make it after. Oh, I got lot work today. Today my zikr, I'll leave it out. So that is because you're not getting enjoyment. You are making your zikr for that enjoyment. Make it zikr for the an object for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Warna zikr ki mehroomi se guna se bachna mushkil ho jayega. When you're not going to take your spiritual food, your ruh is going to become weak. And when your ruh will become weak, now you'll become star. You'll see, now I'm becoming lazy in my namazes. Now my eyes are going out of control. Now my tilawat is going out of, everything will start falling apart. So make sure that you make your zikr. If fortunate is that person who Allah blesses, and he makes his zikr regularly, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shall Hazrat's program will be this week on Jum'ah in Marlboro. It is the Jum'ah Salah, and in the evening program also. And on Yawm al-Sabt, that is on Saturday, Hazrat will be in Houghton. In the night program will be in Masjid al-Furqan. So humble request for all the brothers to join. And inshallah next weekend, next week from Yawmul Thulatha, Hazrat will be travelling to the northwestern province for 3 or 4 days. Those who want to join should contact Hazrat. And inshallah on Yawmul Sabt, Saturday, there will be Islahi Jalsa in Clark Job from Asr Salah until Isha Salah. Humble request for all the brothers to participate. If not, we can listen to it live on the computer, the live streaming on the website. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب